A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Yud Tes, Shavuos 19b, pagination is 38. Towards the bottom of the page, about a fifth of the way up, you'll see the beginning of the new perek. Shavuos, Shtayim Shehen Arba. Oaths are two that become four, meaning, as we explained in the beginning of the Masechta, two cases that are written in the Torah that become four once we consider what the mitzvah is. Shavua sha'ochel v'shalo ochel. There is the oath towards the future, which is described in the pasuk regarding he will eat or he won't eat, meaning in the future, which become four when you add in cases of the past. She'ochalti v'shalo ochalti. I did eat, or I didn't eat. Let's skip four lines to the Gemara, first wide line. Lememra, the Gemara asks, are you telling me, d'sha ochel, when the word ochel is used in an oath, d'achilna mashma, it means that I will eat. Viraminhi, I'll ask you a question. There's a braisa that seems to say differently, that uses this word in a different usage. The person is saying sha'ochel, that's normally would be translated ochel, I will eat, and it's actually making an oath in the reverse that he won't eat. The braisa says, Shavua lo ochelach, if a person makes an oath that the statement is, oath, that I will not eat of yours. Shavua sha'ochelach, oath, regarding my eating of yours, that I will eat of yours. Lo shavua shalo ochelach, or a backhanded, it's not an oath that I won't eat of yours, meaning it is an oath that I will eat of you, against eating of yours. Also, all of these cases, the person has made a commitment that he's not going to eat of the food of this other person. Parenthetically, oaths, vows, is a remarkable set of mitzvahs in the Torah, in which the Torah prohibited and permitted a certain amount of things, and this person, through his verbal statement, is able to actually increase the number of things that he's committed to, that he's obligated to observe. And that's what this person did. The problem, and the reason we bring it up right now, is that the word ochel in our Mishnah means I will eat. And over here, oath, I will eat, is saying that you're not allowed to eat. Amar Abaye answers, everything has to do with context. La'olam de'achil namashma. The word itself means that you're going to eat. It's a commitment to eat. It's a statement you will. Lo kasha, but it shouldn't be troubling over here to you. Kan b'misarvin bo le'echol, kan b'she'ein misarvin bo le'echol. One case is that they were pressuring him to eat, and he was declining until such point that he made an oath using these words, and we can tell from the context what he is saying. Whereas our Mishnah is a case where no one was pressuring him, he just said the words, which mean that I will eat. Masnisim b'she'ein misarvin bo le'echol. The Mishnah is talking in a case where there was no pressure being brought on him to eat, and therefore if he says an oath that I will eat, that's what he means. Braisa b'misarvin bo le'echol. That other statement of vows that we introduced was a case where they were pressuring him, and he was declining. V'ka omar lo achilna, and he was saying, I'm not going to eat, v'lo achilna, repeatedly, such that the chikah mishtava, when he finally makes the oath, ha-chikah omar, this is what he's saying, shavua shalo ochel, an oath that I'm not going to eat. His wording may be a little bit choppy, but in essence, what he's saying, it shall be an oath regarding my eating, meaning that I should not be allowed to eat. The Rambam, in presenting this halacha, writes in Shavuos Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Beis, Misha Omar Lachaveru, if a person says to his friend, Shavua lo ochalach, an oath that I'm not eating of yours, O Shavua She'eni ochalach, or oath that I'm not eating of yours, O Shoyumisariv bo le'echol, or they were pressuring him to eat, etzlo by him, v'hu nimna, and he was declining. And that's all necessary in order to get our context. V'nishba, and then he made an oath, v'omar, shivua sha'ochalach, an oath that I will eat of yours. What he means is an oath regarding my eating of yours. Says the Rambam, Kol elu asurin, all of these cases are going to be forbidden. V'hare nishba shelo yochal etzlo. And what he is making as his oath is that he is not going to eat by him. We see by oaths in particular that context, what is the person's intent? Piv v'libo shavin, that what he's saying matches what's in his heart, are very important concepts because the person is creating a new mitzvah for himself to observe, and it would have to be done intentional. In fact, that's the concept that we find by Nedorim, of Hatoras Nedorim, where the person comes along afterwards and says, had I understood the following ramification, I never would have said what I said. This all plays into the basic concept that he has to be doing it of full intent. He has to understand what he's doing as he creates this new obligation upon himself. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.